1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. It's a Wednesday, the 28th day of November. Time for a look at the news. 8 minutes after the hour of 7. In the news this morning, a nearly six-hour armed standoff came to a peaceful end last night, according to the Amador Undersheriff, Gary Redman. On Tuesday afternoon at around 3 o'clock, the Amador County Sheriff's Office received a call from the California Highway Patrol Dispatch Center. CHP advised they had received a 911 cell leader call from a potentially suicidal man who was intoxicated. At that time, the subject, 58-year-old Frank Davenport of La Mesa, was located in his travel trailer at the Jackson Rancheria RV park. Davenport stated he was going to load his shotgun and shoot people in the park. Amador County Sheriff's deputies responded and formed a perimeter around the trailer. Davenport then recontacted CHP dispatch and advised he would kill all the deputies outside and everyone in the park. The Amador County Crisis Negotiations Team, along with the Sheriff's SWAT team, responded and attempted to make contact with Davenport. The SWAT team, utilizing the Sheriff's Office armored rescue vehicle, evacuated residents from the nearby trailers. All evacuees were sheltered at the Jackson Rancheria Casino. After several hours of negotiations, Davenport walked out of his trailer and surrendered around 9 o'clock. Deputies located a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, a .357 loaded handgun, and loaded 9mm handgun, which were staged inside the trailer. Davenport was arrested for violation of terrorist threats and for resisting and or obstructing a peace officer.
And a U.S. judge overseeing a criminal case involving PG&E is asking the utility to explain any role it may have played in the deadly campfire. Judge William Alsup ordered PG&E in a court filing Tuesday to respond to a series of questions about power line safety and wildfires. He's the judge overseeing a jury verdict and sentence against PG&E after a natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno killed 8 people, destroyed 38 homes 8 years ago. Investigators have not determined the cause of the campfire that burnt the town of Paradise, killing at least 88 people. However, there's speculation at this time that a PG&E power outage around the time and place that the fire ignited. PG&E spokeswoman Erin Garvey shares the utility's statement, quote, "Nothing is more important than the safety of our customers, employees, contractors, and communities we serve. We are aware of the court's notice and are currently reviewing. We continue to focus on assessing infrastructure, safely restoring power where possible, and helping our customers recover and rebuild." Well, in regards to the San Bruno blast, part of the sentence includes a 5-year probation period requiring an independent monitor to oversee the safety of the utility's gas pipeline system. The judge said he wants to determine whether the sentence might be implicated if any wildfires were started by reckless operation or maintenance of company power lines as well.
And while a record number of motorists hit the roadways this Thanksgiving, the state saw a decrease in the number of fatalities on the highways, and the mother load followed suit. The maximum enforcement period, which began Wednesday at 6 p.m. and ended at midnight on Sunday, showed deaths on the state highways decreased from 50 last year to 42 this year. Drunk driving was also down from 1,057 last year to 931 this year. There were no fatalities in Amador or Calaveras County, and just a handful of DUI arrests. Both counties reported a relatively quiet holiday period.
And after being pulled from the shelves this past week, romaine lettuce making a comeback, soon appearing at local grocery stores again. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports the recent E. coli outbreak has been traced to romaine grown in the Central Coast region of California. The CDC says any romaine grown in other parts of the state, like Riverside and Imperial counties, or the state of Florida or Mexico, is not connected to the outbreak. The lettuce grown in these other regions is safe. CDC reports check bags or boxes of romaine lettuce for a label indicating where the lettuce was harvested. If you're unclear about where the lettuce originated, the CDC recommends throwing it out. The warning covers all forms of romaine lettuce, including salad kits, romaine hearts, and romaine heads. Romaine lettuce was pulled from grocery stores across the country over the past Thanksgiving holiday. The E. coli outbreak has impacted at least 43 confirmed people in 12 states. Fortunately, no deaths have been reported.
And if you're planning on cutting your Christmas tree in the El Dorado National Forest, you'd better hurry. Well, at least better hurry to get your permit. There are less than 300 Christmas tree tags remaining out of the 4,500 that were available through the El Dorado National Forest Christmas Tree Permit Program this year. The Placerville Ranger Office has already run out, and as of this morning, the Amador District Office had only 40 tags. Christmas tree permits will be issued with tree tags at a cost of $10 per tags, cash only, with a limit of 2 tags per family or address. Permits must be purchased in person, are non-transferable, and are sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the Amador office is located on Silver Drive in Pioneer. A Christmas tree cutting map will be provided to all permit holders, and you are required to only cut from those areas where it's permitted.
And SPI, Sierra Pacific Industries, will conduct prescribed burns in Amador and El Dorado counties throughout the remainder of the year. The prescribed burns located along Omo Ranch and east of 88. The burning, now underway, will continue through the month of December. Substantial amounts of smoke will be visible from 88 as well as Omo Ranch Road. These burns are being conducted to prepare the area for spring planting and to reduce the threat of wildfire. Now, like similar SPI burns in Calaveras County, several of these burns are part of a cooperative fuel modification program between SPI, Cal Fire, and U.S. Forest Service.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting local news. Brought to us today as a service of Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communications. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.